Hi, my name is Alan from Alan Wee Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. In today's video, I will talk about condominiums in the Balmoral area. This is Prime District 10 under the Newton planning area. As usual, I will randomly compare 5 condos along this stretch. Most of the condos are of freehold tenure. Hence, it will be easier to compare them. As usual, I will look into big and small projects, old to new ones. This will allow us to have a more holistic picture of its performance over time. I'll be looking into only those that have sufficient resale transactions. They are 1 Balmoral, Pinewood Garden, Volari, Swiss Journalries, and Gu Residence. Are you curious to find out which condo will be the hit and which one will be the miss? Stay until the end. I promise you, you will definitely learn something from it. Here, let's dive straight into the details. First stop, 1 Balmoral. It is located along the junction of Balmoral Park and Stephen Road. It's across Novotel, Singapore on Stevens. There are 2 tower blocks and comprise 91 units of 1, 2, 3 and 4 bedrooms. It TOB in 2016. This is a Hong Leong development. Most importantly, it's on freehold tenure. This is the same across all the condos along Balmoral Road. As usual, let's zoom into the historical chart. The developer first launched it back in late 2013. Sales was lukewarm. The developer hold it back and wait after it is completed before relaunching it again. The going rate was between 1,009 to 2,500 per square feet. These kind of prices, very cheap in today's context, correct? Anyway, resale transactions have been fairly healthy over the years. From a look at the chart, we know they confirm make money. Let's take a look at the profitable transactions. So far, there are 12 profitable and 1 unprofitable transaction. Not bad, at least got some standard. Profit range from 200,000 to 700,000. Analyzed return range from 0% to 3.8%. Not too bad for the condo in the CCR to achieve such results. Anyway, the going rate is around 2,700 per square feet. Still can buy? Will we see further upside with a series of new launches in the CCR come 2025? Please share your comments here with me. Next, let's go into another nearby condo. Pinewood Garden is located along Balmoral Park. On elevated ground, behind the bustling of all the road noises and surrounded by condos along Ee Boon Road. Gul Garden is sitting on a fairly large piece of land. There are 149 units and TOP in 1990. This means it is 34 years old. I personally quite like this kind of development. It has a kind of old world charm with a touch of neoclassical architecture. Most of the units are huge. 2 bedrooms is already 117 square meter. Decent living space from utility to yard area. The same goes for the 3 bedroom from 147 square meter. This kind of space is very, very comfortable. So much of the space, let's see if got make money or not. Not bad, 51 profitable and 10 unprofitable transactions. Let me share with you, this is a good indicator of the health of the condo. If you have too many losers, better avoid them. Property range was $600,000 to a massive $2 million. Let's dive deeper into these 2 transactions. I assume they are the first owners. They have fair a decent 2.6 to 3.7% annualized return. What does this tell us? Well, buy a good product, hold in the long term, stay under your very show, and when it's time to sell, no worry, there will be plenty of takers. Let's go further down the road. Volari is located along Balmoral Road. It's sitting on a sizable site with the Goodwood Hill landed enclave behind it. It was formerly a hotel known as Garden Hotel. It was acquired by CDL in 1999 and subsequently redeveloped into a condominium. Sadly, I still feel Garden Hotel should be preserved instead of tearing it down. Who knows? Garden Hotel can give Shangri-La a run for its money. In any case, Volari has 85 units and TOP in 2012. It comprises unit mix of 2, 3 and 4 bedrooms. Since it was launched back in 2009, there have been healthy resale transactions over the years. Prices have been inching up lately too. At a quick glance, we can see a mixed basket of winners and losers. A clearer picture can only be determined by the actual transactions. To date, there are 18 profitable and 14 unprofitable deals. Wow, This is almost on equal footing. Profit range from a low of $26,000 to $1 million. Analyzed returns are not too exciting to me. As for this latest transaction, it has a 1.4% analyzed return since 2009. Not too bad. Stay for free, yet still can make some profit. However, this can't be said for those that exited earlier. Their losses are still manageable, with the exception of this penthouse unit that lost a cool $1.63 million. If they had kept to date, most of these buyers would have made money. Remember, someone's losses is your future gain. Let's go into a boutique development with 40 units only. Swiss Journalist. This is on the other end of Balmoral Crescent, closer to Newton site. It opened in 2010. It comprised unit mix of 3 and 4 bedrooms, sitting on 51,000 square feet of land. As I look into the historical chart, I super sian. One look and you can tell the outcome. Fortunately, prices have picked up in the past years. Hopefully, those who bought during the initial phase can see some light at the end of the tunnel. As of now, there are 2 profitable and 8 unprofitable deals. At least someone makes $600,000. Not too bad. However, that can't be said for those who lose money. Losses range from $400,000 to $1.2 million, with analyzed losses from 0% to 2.5%. Seriously, I don't know what to say. Let us move on. Lastly, when we are in the Balmoral area, how can we miss out the big brother? Gold Residence is sitting on a massive 260,000 square feet of freehold prime land. There are 3 tower blocks surrounded by greenery and water features. Unit types comprise 2, 3, 4 and penthouses. There are 210 units and it TOP in 2013. This is the historical chart. As usual, it was initially launched back in 2010. Then, sales was sluggish. The developer relaunched it again in 2014 after it TOP. As usual, ready units attract a fair bit of investors as well as for those buying for own stay. There are a healthy number of resale activities. Till date, prices have seen an uptick in movement. Here, there are 59 profitable and 12 unprofitable deals. Profit range from $140,000 to a whopping $16.4 million. This is apparently one of the penthouses. Amazing, right? The original owner bought it for 1457 PSF, which is decent, factoring in the bigger strata area. He subsequently flipped it for 2988 PSF, which is almost on par with a smaller unit. Impressive. Let's sum up. I will compare the data a decade ago from 2014 to 2024 to have some consistency in our comparison. A quick look at the data. We can observe that One Balmoral, Volari, Swiss Journalist and Gould Residence fare between 8% to 17%. Take note, due to limited resale transactions for some of the condos, please read the number with a pinch of salt. However, the only one that stood out was none other than Pinewood Gardens. It achieved a stunning 48% return during the same period. This could be because it started from a lower base and started to recalibrate itself when its neighbors start to achieve record PSF after PSF. Another reason, as I mentioned earlier, is the good size, livable environment, and far away from the road noise. For Pinewood Garden owners, with 4 en bloc, already making attractive profits. By the way, when I was doing my research, I can't help to notice that some of the newer condos along Balmoral Road don't seem to have a lot of resale transactions, even though they have already TOP for some time. Here, I don't wish to name them. You go and do your own research by yourself. Some of them even have more losses than you can ask for. Seriously, I don't know what went wrong. Maybe it's the layout, maybe it's their sizes, maybe it's the design. Well, I can only say some of them have horrible designs. On the other spectrum, some of the condos in the Balmoral area are beautifully designed. Here, some of you have privately asked me why I like to compare the condos' performance in different parts of Singapore. Why I want to highlight those who do well and those that lose money. Well, I think I'm pretty objective in my reviews. If they are good, we can learn from them. Similarly, if they fare poorly, we can avoid making such mistakes too. After all, my video is all about empowerment. Anyway, I'm actively looking around. After doing such content, I'm pretty sure I will slowly unearth the hit from the misses. That's all, and see you in the next video.